We're going to play that song. We're going to run the sprockets off it. Boris, amazing. We just had President Trump give us the 3 minutes, how to stop the Third World War. Seb was on here for that. You got all this polling that he looks like he's starting to get some spread between him and the rest of the field. It seems like we're on offense. Now we got an amazing new song, Trump Won, and You Know It. Boris Epstein.
Steve, honored to be with you. Honored to be with the posse. Well, first of all, that's for 100% sure. President Trump won in 2016. President Trump won in 2020. President Trump is winning and will win in 2024. I just sent, Steve, to you and Denver a polling summary that goes from November to March in Texas. This is Texas Republican primary polling, all done by CWS. And it is a 27 net point swing toward President Trump. Right now he's up 43-27, 27 being the Florida governor, who should think better and not run against President Trump. President Trump is dominating this race because he is hitting all the key points on policy. He's talking about ending the war, the festering fire surrounded by nuclear reactors that is going on in Ukraine. He's talking about protecting us from China. He's ensuring that we're protecting our children from this woke radicalism and, you know, the transvestite agenda and the agenda of the woke leftists who want to push sexual education and drag shows onto our kids. By the way, Tish James under fire for apparently hosting some sort of drag show for kids this weekend in New York City. President Trump
drag queen story time. She's going to host a drag queen story time. That's a good thing for an AG to be doing, right? Is that a good look?
Yeah, AG in a state where the most, let's be honest, iconic city in America is overrun by murder, overrun by crime, overrun by rape. People aren't safe on the subways. It's a total disaster. President Trump is fighting against all of that nonsense. And the American people are saying exactly what we thought they would, is that they want the broadest shoulders, the strongest voice, the strongest position possible. And that is undoubtedly, irrefutably, President Donald J. Trump.
We had Rasmussen on this morning. As impressive as the Texas are, I don't think anything's as impressive. The Trump favorability is at 53%, according to Rasmussen, for everybody. It's 67% for Republicans. Rasmussen today, Mark Mitchell just said, hey, the shift in thinking about President Trump, he's never seen a movement like this. What are your thoughts on the Rasmussen poll?
My thoughts are that the reality for the president is at where we've been saying for a long time. He's about 70, 75, and, you know, the rest of the field has the rest. President Trump, again, isn't just winning. He isn't just pulling away. He's dominating a nine-inning rank. Frankly, Steve, as I've said to you, this race is over. And anybody else even considering wanting to be president any time in the future as a Republican needs to come together, call us behind President Trump. Let's go beat Joe Biden. Let's get President Trump back in office. And then we can talk about, you know, further races down the road. But right now, it's all about getting our country back on track. Under President Trump, we didn't have bank failures. We had a real southern border. We didn't have a complete and total energy disaster. Our country was respected. Under Obama and under Biden, Putin invaded neighbors, invaded Georgia under Bush, invaded Crimea under Obama, and now invaded Ukraine, Maine under Biden. Under President Trump, Putin did no such thing because he, let's be honest, respected and feared, respect and fears presently President Donald J. Trump.
The Hill newspaper today, the lead story is about how he's doing this on policy. They said Trump leads with policy and he's winning. And we just saw the video about the war. Tell me about, you got about a minute. The policy perspective, leaving the personalities out of it, is one of the reasons he's now on a roll. Because people are saying, yeah, you know what, I agree. I want the peace and prosperity that he gave us and only he can get back for us. Boris Epstein.
Well, Steve, the contrast couldn't be clearer. I mean, between where our country is now on everything, economy, national security, international relations, banking specifically, the world of banking meltdown, and where we were for 4 years under President Donald J. Trump, which is the most consistent, strongest peace and prosperity period in history. And by the way, the strongest economy built up in history, then shocked and attacked by COVID, which now we know for a fact was leaked from the Wuhan lab, and then President Trump built it back after the worst of COVID had passed under his leadership. So that is what we have in President Trump. The American people see it, and they want to throw Joe Biden out as fast as possible.
Boris, can we get your coordinates? Can you give it to us?
Absolutely. BorisCP.com, hot on BorisCP.com, the website. How to get our BorisCP, Twitter at BorisCP, how to do social at Boris, how to Instagram, Boris on the Scrub Side. Stay strong, God bless, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.